Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Mick Cowley's joining us from Greyhounds Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mick.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you, mate?
I'm well. We're up here at Newcastle. Cozzy's lobbed in. He doesn't want to give this shift away, so he's here trying to just push me over.
It's a big job, mate. Trying to move Ayers Rock.
I hope you blokes have done the form for the gardens this afternoon. First race, 2:46. I'm sure you'll both be there, including the team from the BSB as well.
Yes, there's a couple of us that might be there. Don't rule us out being there. We're just looking for a quiet one on a Friday afternoon. But it certainly wasn't quiet last night at Dapto.
No, it was a fantastic night at Dapto last night. The four heats of the GRNSW Middle Distance Championship. And one of those heats was taken out by Peter Lagagione. She's got soul. And Pete's joining us on the line now. Morning, Pete. How are you, mate?
G'day, Mick. How are you, mate?
Very well, mate. Congratulations on winning that heat last night. She showed a bit of tenacity, jumped well, was headed, but then charged back to the lead on the turn out of the straight.
Yeah, she's always shown middle distance form previous, and, you know, we had her on sprint journeys, you know, through the $1 million series. And, look, I think the key to her was the inside draw, and she found the fence early and, like you said, you know, jumped out well and charged the lead. And, look, you know, she's fairly strong. So, you know, if you're sitting second or third anywhere, you know, on the rail, you know, I think, you know, she'll be accountable anywhere.
Mate, you got her just before the $1 million chase series from memory.
That's correct. Yeah, Mick. Yeah, we got her from Mark Davidson, you know, up Central Coast, and change of ownership, and brought her down here. And she was actually going pretty good for Mark up there at over the middle distance, over at Gardens and Gosford, and I just changed tactics a bit and just got her sprinting a little bit and, you know, freshened her up and just for the $1 million chase series. And, look, I thought she had turned herself pretty good, and now she'll be back to the 600-metre racing and hopefully the 700s are what we're far.
But was that the first look at Dapto, or had you taken her down there earlier?
No, Mick, no. We she was actually en route to... for the gardens, you know, there was the Red Dog series there, and then going through the calendars, I saw this race, and look, didn't get a chance to take it down there and troll her, so it was a first look. You know, we're hoping to draw inside, which we did, and look, she went pretty good for a first look at Dapto. You know, look, she has to improve on the clock. You know, there's a lot of depth in the final. You know, I mean, have a look at the class of animals out there. Mm. And look, New South Wales is screaming out for 600 metre racing, you know. If you just have a look at the depth of racing last night at Dapto, look, we need cities, you know, middle distance city racing. You know, it showed that last night.
No, it's been a fantastic series. But as you said, the depth of quality that's come for the series, you know, a couple of Victorians have come up and got through to the final as well. It's a lot will hinge on that box draw next Monday morning.
Oh, certainly. Look, you know, you got Slingshot Hammer. I think it came out and ran brilliant sections and a few others, you know, but... look, we're just hoping to draw inside. We don't, you know, my rule of thumb is, you know, I worry about what I'm doing and where we're drawn, and then make sure we've dotted our I's and crossed our T's, and you know, yeah, as she draws well, she'll be ready for it next week.
Mate, that's one finalist you've got. You've got another one tonight at the home track at Richmond in the maiden series. Rock Solid's drawn the four, not the ideal box, but he did come out of the five and win last week as well.
Yeah, look, the draft dog, you know, very well bred pup, and you know, very still a bit green, you know, beyond the ears. This dog, you know, he's got a lot to learn. He's got a lot of maturing to do. But I think once he finds his feet, I said, you know, I said to the boys down in Melbourne, I said, this guy might, you know, he might stand up, you know, in 6 months' time. We'll just see. But look, tonight, yeah, the draw's done us no favours, but he possesses one thing: chase. He's got it. So. You know, he's got a charge of the fence, and look, he's still not 100%, you know, ready for the 5:35 at Richmond. You know, we had a few little setbacks, you know, in the last couple of weeks with him, and look, last week's run would have just topped him off nicely. And look, if he finds the front, you know, he's got to be hard to beat. We just don't want anybody sitting on our tail rim or right behind him. But look, the sections he ran last week, you know, should say that you know, he should be out in front.
Mate, like the Dapto final, this is pretty hot final. I guess there's been a few people like yourself that have been targeting this series. Yeah, quite a few. You know, Rob Tylo obviously had a few in there as well. So the five heats last week produced some pretty handy performances.
Yeah, look, Mick, we did. Look, it's good to have these races on the calendar. You know, we can see them and forecast, you know, what we're going to do and how we prepare them. Look, last year, I think you got a lot of depth out of last year. Good Odds Buddy, Good Odds Harada, Feral Frankie. We had the winner of it last year, Double Back, which we also set up for the race, you know, and, you know, he attained himself quite well. So the depth of last year's maiden racing there at Richmond was brilliant. So I think, you're going to see some stars come out of this year's too, you know, like you said, Rob Toller's Dogs and Our Bloke, and then there's a few others there that look to be, you know, some that'll step up to the mark in the next couple of months.
Mate, well, good luck tonight. And just touching on, obviously, you guys are out at Llandilo. Bushfires away from your place are all good?
Yeah, look, we're pretty safe. You know, there was one a couple of blocks away and a grass fire, and the RFS got onto it fairly quickly. You know, you can't thank these blokes enough. You know, we're not there on the front line. We're not seeing what's going on out there, but just seeing on social media and on the news and all that, you know, these blokes are the true heroes of Australia today, you know, saving houses and putting their own lives at risk just to save somebody's property or, you know, and other lives, of course. So, heart goes out to the people that have lost what they've lost and property and lives and livestock. So, mate, look, we're pretty safe out here, but, let's say a prayer to everybody out there that's been affected and hope, you know, in somehow us Greyhound people can sort of help them out. And I know the clubs have done everything they can to support them, and anybody through the greyhound industry that has lost property or needed help, a lot of clubs, Gosford, I hear Newcastle, or Taree, all of them, are stepping up to the mark. So that's great to see, mate. We can unite when we want to, and it's great to be an Australian at these times.
Mate, very well said, buddy. And good luck tonight with Rock Solid, and good luck next Thursday night with She's Got Soul, mate.
Thank you, Mick. Thanks for having us. Cheers.
Benz and Cozzy, there he was, Pete Lagagioni. Of course, he's won plenty of big races, and he's aiming for one again tonight and then one next Thursday night with She's Got Soul in the Middle Distance Championship.
Yeah, what about that? And that shootout last night, it was just thrilling.
It was indeed, yeah. Four-dog racing, you kind of think it could throw up anything, but yeah, threw up a great finish with Hooked on Scotch, who many consider is the best dog in Australia at the moment, storming home to grab the leader, Whiskey Wright, right on the line, and a couple of lengths back to the other pair, Good Odds Harada and Mpunga Maggie. It was a thrilling contest. You know, Hooked on Scotch really starting to get a bit of a reputation for, as I said, being Australia's number one dog at the moment. He'll now contest Melbourne Cup, which heats her on next Thursday night, so that'll be a fantastic series.
It will be down there for sure. What about the Ipswich Cup last night?
It was another feature. As I said to Cozzy yesterday, it was a great night of racing with Dapto, Ipswich and Sandown on. Ipswich Cup, most people did expect Fernando Blaster, the Terry Jordan-trained dog, to be the one to beat. Went around odds on, equaled the track record there in the heats last week, hence all the pundits thinking it would be the one to beat, but it missed the kick slightly, and in feature races, that's always going to be trouble. The one that didn't miss the kick, though, was Craig Hazelgrove's Wise Misty. Flew out off the eight, took the lead, was heading out of the back by Tony Brett's Charming Chaos, but came again, showed great tenacity to come again, win the prize by a head on the line, and then Craig actually decided straight after the race that was it. It was time to call stumps and retire Wise Misty. He said it was the perfect way to go out. It was the perfect time to call it quits. And she retires with a great record of 71 starts, 33 wins, 17 placings, and just shy of $240,000 in prize money.
Some news out of there. Now, tonight at Richmond, it's always a big Friday night at Richmond, but tonight you've got that big Steel Line Riverstone maiden final, race five.
Yeah, as Pete Lagagioni touched on before, it's a great series. As he mentioned, some of the dogs that have come out of it in the past, it was a cracking field last year. And yeah, by all reports, it could be a similar sort of situation. There's a lot of dogs with a lot of potential. Trainers do target this series. I know Pete has, and Rob Tyler had a few in the heats last week, and Rob's got Zipping Brady and Zipping Red in the final tonight. That'll be a fantastic race. 8:38, it'll be held, race five on the card, first leg of the quaddie at Richmond. Well worth tuning in for to see some potentially really, really impressive dogs there.
All right, so watch for that and listen for it tonight if you're wherever you may be. Dapto last night, what's happening there with that court hearing?
Mate, that'll be decided this afternoon. JRNSW got word yesterday that Justice Robb will hand down his decision at 2 p.m. this afternoon. So we'll find out a little bit more there. As you said, DAPTO went ahead last night under the interim orders that were handed down last Thursday. So that was all good. There was no drama there. But we'll just find out the judge's ruling this afternoon around 2 o'clock, Andrew.
All right. We'll keep our listeners posted with that. And the best bets.
Well, we've got four meetings on a Friday. It's always chock-a-block full. We'll just rattle through them quickly. We'll start off with Casino, race 9, number 1. That's to a beer. We'll go to the gardens next. We have race 6, number 1, Shetland. Richmond tonight, we'll stick with the number 1s. Race 3, number 1, Fever Fury. And there's another meeting. It's on Dubbo, almost said Dapto, Dubbo tonight, race 6. Blazing Lisa, the 7, looks very, very hard to beat.
All right, so a stack of meetings which will be broadcast right across today and right across the weekend here on Sky Sports Radio. Mick, we'll hear from you again on Monday.
Mate, you won't. You'll hear from me on Sunday, but Monday, the mail is the big Disco Dave is back.
Dave Carlson back on Monday. The house will be shaking again. We'll hear you on Going Greyhounds 10:45 on Sunday morning. Thanks a lot, Mick.
All good. Thanks, guys.